In July 2021, Alaska's Republican Party formally endorsed Kelly Schiabacca, Senator Lisa Murkowski's Trump-backed Republican challenger this November. The party censured Murkowski that same year. In February, Republicans from District 5, which encompasses all of Kodiak Island, passed a resolution supporting Murkowski.
We were concerned with the early endorsement, or unusually early endorsement, of another candidate in the Senate race.
Duncan Fields is the District 5 Republican Party's chairman. Fields says Murkowski has been a longtime advocate of local issues, like Alaska fisheries and the island's Coast Guard base. He voiced his support for Murkowski in a brief campaign video posted to the senator's Twitter account earlier this year.
I'm Duncan Fields. I'm a commercial fisherman from Kodiak, Alaska. I support Lisa Murkowski because of what she's done for Alaska over the arc of her career.
And some from the state GOP took notice. Two other district chairs, David Peck and Wayne Ogle from District 7 and 8 on the Kenai Peninsula, filed complaints with the state's party leadership. Each outlined Fields' quote, promotion of the candidacy of U.S. Senator Murkowski, end quote, and call for Fields to resign or be removed as district chairman. Whether or not Fields will receive any type of formal discipline or stay in his position as chairman will be decided at a meeting Tuesday evening. District Chairman Peck and party leadership could not be reached by phone Monday afternoon. When reached for comment, Ogle said he's fine with Fields supporting Murkowski, just not as district chair. Fields says the state party's rules don't prohibit local districts from endorsing a different Republican candidate, and he's careful to distinguish the district chairman who filed the complaint with the state's party leadership. But he says whatever happens Tuesday could set an important precedent going forward.
Whether or not it's their intent to sort of purge every person in every district that has an opinion different from the party, or if there's going to be a sense that the Alaska Republican Party can have divergent voices and divergent opinions, even at the district level.
Senator Lisa Murkowski received more than 50% of the vote in the state primary in Kodiak. Fields says Kodiak voters tend to lean towards more moderate candidates historically. And this isn't the first time local elected officials have been punished by the state GOP for working across the aisle.
I think as party chairman here in Kodiak, I feel this latest incident in that context is a further effort to silence the interests of Kodiak.
The Alaska Republican Party's hearing is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.